Let's sit together in some meditation. But before we do that, I would just like to make a few remarks to lead us into it. I'm looking at joy here. I'm thinking that joy is a good theme for meditating on. And especially seeing so many of you coming out, even though while we were closed, so many of you still came week after week to offer food and supplies. So really looking back and seeing all your good actions, it's a cause for joy. Joy for yourself, but also our joy. So, you know, sometimes when we do lots of good deeds, sometimes we're so busy doing them that we don't take the time to enjoy the fruits of that in our mind. Sometimes actually we're so tired by the time we get back home or whatever, you know, from doing all the good deeds that we're just too tired to enjoy it. But the thing about whenever we do an act of kindness is no matter when we remember it, whether it's the next day after we've had a good rest, or if you remember it years later, decades later, it's amazing. It can still bring up the same beautiful joy, no matter when you recall it. So the trick is to remember, to give yourself time to recall it. So to take time, you know, when it's convenient for you, whether it's the beginning of the day or the end of the day, to reflect on all of the things you've done for yourself, but also for others, and especially what you do for others. Because when you do something for others, naturally, it will bring joy. It's not something that you have to consciously, you know, remember, you know, oh yes, let me bring up the joy. But it actually, it's already there. It's just to take the time to connect with it. I remember this so clearly. It was actually such a small incident. You know, one time when I was still living in Bangkok, and I was living, you know how it is, in the middle of the soy, it's quite far from the main road. You know, it's difficult to, well, if you're a lazy person like me, you know, it's difficult to go to the monastery early in the morning to offer alms, or, you know, to go find a monk who you can offer alms to. But there was one time when I was accidentally, I had to wake up early because I had a friend visiting. So I woke up in time to catch the monk who normally comes down the soy. He's just an old, you know, he's an old monk, man. You know, he's an old monk who, not a famous forest master or some, you know, nationally, internationally known monk, but just a nice, kind monk who made the effort, even though he was elderly, to come into our street because he knew that there were people there who would like to give alms and may not have the time to go to a temple. And so I was so happy just to catch sight of him because, oh yes, you know, a chance to offer alms. And, you know, I just bought something from a nearby vendor. It's like totally not like the level that you people do when you wake up at 4 a.m. and you start cooking and all this stuff, you know, but still, it gave me so much happiness to have been able to just have a chance to offer something to a Sangha member. And I remember just as I turned around, I just felt this pure joy. Not the kind of joy when you have like some kind of like strips, you know, sometimes you can be strategic about your merit making, like, oh, like find like, you know, possible arahant or, you know, area and you give alms to them. That's like major merit points, like super good karma. All this, I mean, I didn't really think, I was just happy to see a monk and give something. And so that was something that was just, I still remember that. It was just a flash, you know, just that first flash of just pure joy. You can remember that years from now, decades from now. And you can always derive happiness when you look back on what you've done. So all the mistakes you ever made, all that stuff, yeah, you can think about that. But you could also think instead about all the good things you've done. Because actually, they have just as much value. I mean, I don't know why we have like very, very strange way of like math, doing math in our head. It's like if I do something wrong, you know, somehow that like that matters more. I have to like remember that to death. And I have to analyze it to death. And I have to like, you know, make that into me that I'm a bad person or something. And if we do something good, you know, that's just like, oh well, you know, it was just a one-off, or oh well, you know, yeah, I mean, so we just discount it. But actually, this math is wrong. I mean, I'm not good at math, but I know that 1 plus 1 equals 2, and 1 equals 1. And so one good deed and one bad deed, you know, same, same. And actually, if we remember our good deeds, this is what Ajahn Brahm always says, that if we remember our good deeds, we're more likely to repeat them. And if we remember our bad deeds, we're more likely to repeat those. So, like, it's really plainly not in our interest to remember our bad deeds. It's actually in our interest to grow our joy, to go from strength to strength. Every time we do a good deed and we remember it and we remember how happy it makes us, you know, then we're more likely to do it again. So it becomes one of those like returning interest things, like compounded interest. So you just keep on remembering your joy. So you can keep on creating the causes for more joy, real joy in your future. So this is something that we have to remember to do. We have to train ourselves to do this, because otherwise it just gets, I mean, you never lose out from doing good deeds, but we may not reap the full benefit of it. So this is what we can do in meditation. What we can do in meditation is we can take the quiet time to bring up in our minds and reflect on what we've done, and to reflect how it is helpful, how it is skillful, how it is beneficial. I mean, the more we actually go into contemplating it, the more we actually appreciate the value and the meaning of our good deeds. It's not just like this kind of like a set thing where you're like, oh, I know giving is good. I gave, you know, some dana, therefore it's good, period. But if you really go into your mind and investigate, well, why is it good? Why is it good for the people I gave to? Why is it good for me to have given? You know, and then the more you actually reflect on it and also observe your experience as you do good deeds, the more it becomes a deeper understanding. And actually, whenever we give, the biggest getter, the biggest receiver is ourselves. Because you can see, would you be this happy if you hadn't given? If you hadn't had this opportunity to give? Would you be as happy as you are now? Think about it. If today, this morning, you were like, I'm just too tired. I can't drive to the monastery. Or, you know, whatever. But you came anyway. Think about it. If you had stayed at home, you had maybe another hour of sleep or whatever, would you be as happy as you are now? I mean, imagine it. Would you? I mean, I guess you can't really tell, but you know, you have to do one or the other. But conceivably, I would say you're probably happier to come. And even happier that you managed to come despite, you know, despite the evil words of Mara saying, no, don't go, you're too tired. You came anyway. So that's something that you can really, you know, give yourself some credit for and enjoy. So before I talk your ear off, let's actually meditate in the short time we have left. So I assume you're relatively comfortable. You won't spend too much time doing the old body scan. So just somehow, you know, adjust yourself so you feel reasonably comfortable and at ease. Coming into your bodies, right here, right now. So in the present moment, you can still mindfully remember the past. So in this case, we're not just going to drop the past, you're going to be in the present moment and consciously bring to mind all the good deeds we've done. We can just start with today. So from the moment you woke up today, think of all the wholesome things you've done. So whether it's even forcing yourself to get up despite the feeling of not wanting to, and then taking the time and the energy to prepare dana, making the effort to travel maybe a long way to come here, offered some of your labor or your work in the monastery, helping out some tasks we need to get done. Or maybe you've just said a kind word to someone in your family. Or you've acted in a way to show some care to someone else. All of this counts. All of this is an act of giving. And then taking the five precepts, which is not just some kind of parroting of Pali words, but it's making the intention to live in a way where you don't harm yourself, and you don't harm other people, or other beings, not even just humans, but all beings. And how many people in the world even have the thought to do that? But you do. Congratulate yourself on taking the high road and trying to live in a way that's ethical and upright and trustworthy and caring. And even listening to a little bit of Dhamma, even a sentence or two that can evoke wholesome feelings or intentions in your mind, is very beneficial. So think of that. Most people listen to the news or the television or the soap operas or whatever. But today, you listen to some Dharma. So rejoice in your own good deeds that made this happen. And finally, just sitting here, the opportunity to meditate, to stop all the external busyness, even for a short time. So you can come back inside and to develop our mind. Think of how beneficial this is, not only for yourself, but for everyone you interact with. And even everyone you don't interact with. So how does your mind feel? How does your heart feel when you reflect this way? If you can contact that feeling, you can rest in it. Letting it wash over you. And also to flow outwards. So the great thing about joy is that it's shareable. We don't have to keep it in the borders of who we are. We can share it out to anyone and everyone. And that's what we mean when we say sharing the merits. We can share any peace, any happiness, any joy in our own hearts that comes from doing wholesome deeds, that comes from thinking of others and serving others. We can serve them even more by sharing our merits. So we can bring to mind, firstly, those that are close to us, such as our parents, our teachers, our relatives, our friends, anyone who has helped us in our life so far. We can bring them to mind and share with them this joy. And we can also think of any dear ones who have passed away. So wherever they may be, may they come to know of our good deeds. May it also bring them joy. May it help them to be reborn, where they can hear and practice the Dhamma. Any material needs are easily met, and where they can be supported to grow on the spiritual path. May they reach the highest peak, Nibbana. And finally, and open our hearts as wide as we can, 360 degrees, and share with all beings in all realms. Seen and unseen, whether they are friendly, indifferent or hostile. Let us share our joy with all beings. May we also experience joy and peace and true happiness. May we all be free from all suffering. May they all live with ease. May they all be fully, truly liberated.
Yatha varivaha pura palipurenti sagaram eva meva ito dinam petanam upagapati ichitam patitam tumham kipameva samijatu sambe purentu sangapa chandopanaraso yatha manichotiraso yatha
sapityo vivajjantu
sabarogo vinasatu mate bhavatvantarayo sukhi gayuko bhava abhivadana silisa nicha buddhavachayino Sabha Devata Sabha Sabha